Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed. 7:06. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
It's not just like a normal Monday, though.
Why not?
We lost an hour. We've lost an hour of the world. We lost it, except for Arizona and one other place.
There's one other state that didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
Follow it.
Two states that don't follow.
Hawaii.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, so Hawaii and Arizona win again. They kept an hour that we lost.
I don't know, man. And it was dark this morning getting up too.
It was dark. I made a mistake.
Okay.
You know, I rely so much on my phone that automatically changes the time.
Right.
There are manual set clocks that exist in this world still, several of which are in my house. Some of them got changed. In particular, there's one extra one like in the bedroom. So like when the phone goes off, so I don't have to look over the phone. I can just look across the room. There's one there.
Right.
It wasn't changed. And so last night, I mentioned to you last week, what did I watch last week? The first time in a while I watched like an adult movie. Now I can't even remember what it was. Watched Oppenheimer last night.
Okay.
The problem was when it said 9 o'clock on my clock in the bedroom, it was really 10.
Right.
So by the time the movie ended at 11, cause you know, it's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
It's really midnight.
Yeah.
So then when the alarm's going off this morning at 5 a.m. and I look right, no, it's only 4. What's going on here? No. I didn't change that clock. And so an extra hour. It feels like I lost an extra hour today.
Again today.
Yeah, this morning I also lost an hour. not the best way to start the day. It was funny, though, because Saturday night, it was a late day on Saturday.
Very late.
You came up to Studio A on Saturday.
I did.
Rebuild in Studio A. So that might explain why I only had audio coming out of one headphone for a brief moment there. Maybe Frank tinkered with something up there because, you know, we send some audio down. Anyway, got home and Bill made the comment too, like about 1:30.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And so then like had to shower because pretty disgusting of a day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you pop out of the shower. It's like, 1:59, 3 o'clock. Like you lost that hour too. That hour's gone.
Yeah.
Not getting that one
you
back.
You just felt it in every way this weekend. Didn't
twice.
You?
Twice. Didn't even think that was, that has never been taught or done before ever. Someone loses 2 hours in one weekend.
Yeah. So y'all stayed later than I did Saturday night. I got home about 11:45. And you know, took shower, went right to bed, woke up the next morning, and I see y'all's text thread, and I was like, what are these fools doing texting at 3 a.m.? And then
just stayed awake. Just might as well. There's no reason to go to bed at that point. Yeah. There's absolutely.
As well, just keep, that's what you said this morning, just roll it all in.
Was Katie at the house this weekend or no?
No, she was with her dad this weekend.
So
she's been in L.A. She just got back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How was her trip?
It was great. Yeah, she had a great time.
So you had an empty nest household, basically.
Yeah, for the weekend.
How does time change work in that realm?
Just keeps on moving.
Okay.
I mean, I slept till 10.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's got to feel wild.
Yeah. I slept till 10 a.m.
Kids were up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even time change time.
I didn't get them to sleep in an hour.
No.
How do they know? Their internal clocks
Their
changed.
Internal clocks turned up. They lost the hour on that one, too. All of a sudden, 5:59. What do we hear? Running down the stairs. There they go. And boom, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So, it's... to one of those kind of weekends. How many people out from work today, you think, overall, percentage-wise? 20% of the workforce?
I wouldn't think of this as a big day to take off.
No?
No.
More Super Bowl more than this?
Yeah, much more Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, that nobody on my team's off and Super Bowl's Monday. They all asked off.
I guess maybe it's just my lifestyle is just different. I'd rather get this hour back and take a whole day to recoup and remember. Because if you think about it, if you accumulate 1 hour, well, every 24 years, you've lost a whole day.
But you get another hour in the fall.
Do you really, though?
Do you really get
another hour back?
You do.
I mean,
you really do. You fall right back.
Mathematically.
Yeah, but, in every way.
But mentally, mentally it's gone. So I feel like we should take a day to mourn.
I lose like an hour every week mentally.
Again, I lost two this week, and I don't know how that happened, but I lost two. And so we should take some time to remember.
I'm excited to see Studio A.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens there. Hopefully when they hit go.
I think that'll be fine. I'm excited to see what it looks like and everything like that. It looks great. That was one of the biggest rebuild projects I've ever been a part of.
You crushed it out there. Did you even wear a shirt on Saturday? I'm curious.
I think I was just in my skinnies.
I'm pretty sure. You did wear your sweater as a turtle, as like a tie around the neck move at one point.
Right.
While sweeping old 1936 tile.
To show you that the
tile.
Old city boy was getting down to business.
I can work too.
Yeah. I can do this.
More
proving
like
to myself.
You look
yeah.
like
we'll
the.
We'll have to tell the tile story. I don't know if we have time for it.
coming back and the tiles.
Yeah,
gone.
We'll have to tell that story because I don't think we have enough time.
Some stories will come out from the
hilarity that happened with that one. But yeah, I'll laugh about that for the rest of my life. I think.
Yeah, you left us alone for about 3 minutes too long. Next thing you know, we're just going to rip up these tiles.
You have a plan. You're going to execute it. Everyone's on board. Everyone looks at each other in the eye before you go, are we all on the same page of the plan?
Sure.
Yes. And not even four minutes. Ago.
Frank and Moose take two looks at that tile and are like, you should just rip this whole thing up. All right, I'll ask Justin. Nah, don't tell.
Just don't tell.
Yeah. Hang up my phone. Just start ripping tiles.
I was wondering why you had the quick hang up when I answered that call real quick, but now it all makes sense. So you did back your sweater game though. Did look like who was the main guy from the original Mary Poppins? Super famous actor.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick.
Yeah.
You were rocking that Dick Van Dyke.
That's
on
the
Saturday.
Sweetest thing anyone said to me since Time Change. Oh my gosh.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. That guy's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
He is. He's still alive too.
I was just gonna ask that insensitive question. Yeah. Okay.
No, they had a CBS special like his 95th birthday or something. He's still kicking.
95?
Something. 90 something.
Up there. He's in the 90s.
He's in the 90s for sure.
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I did not. I watched the clips this morning though.
I saw one clip. I only saw
Which
one.
Did you see?
Oh boy.
I only saw the John Cena clip.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
That was great. That was funny.
Saw that one.
That guy's huge.
Dude's naked.
Yeah, he was.
Just walking across the stage.
Yeah. It was funny.
And you see, like, the V. You know, he's like, you worried if you wondered if he had muscles
he's
everywhere.
He's got that Usher V.
He's got that V going on.
I wasn't going to doubt that one.
I wondered. I mean,
he's definitely got muscles.
I mean, I'm confident in myself.
He's got lots of muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he presented the award for best costume.
Costume, yeah. So they dressed him during the. Yes, that was part of the thing.
That wasn't in my clip.
Presented for best costumes.
Oh, he did. I didn't even play with audio. He just walked out on the stage. Just a no audio clip of him walking.
Just whatever you interpret it to be.
Yeah.
That's the story.
I'm not surprised. This is the Oscars. This is what goes
this
on
what
there
he's
now.
Doing. This is what happened at the Oscars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody watch? I don't even go to the school.
I would have watched it. It was on ABC. I don't have live TV options, so I couldn't watch it.
Still aren't on that YouTube TV.
Not game. Yet. No.
Thinking about it?
No.
Netflix live special coming July 20th. We learned that real time last week. Mike Tyson fighting July 20th on Netflix. Thoughts?
I'll be watching.
Yeah,
live Netflix
check
special.
It out. Yeah,
yeah.
Just for the live aspect, or for Mike Tyson?
For Mike Tyson to see him fight.
You ever watch clips of Mike Tyson?
I saw the Evander Holyfield fight
live in person.
You
saw the ear.
I saw the ear, not in person, but live. Yeah, we're watching the fight.
Yeah, I remember watching that fight being a young kid.
Where were you at when you watched it?
One of those big TVs, one of those fat TVs we were talking about.
I don't remember where I was.
Like one of those in the moment, where were you in the world? Sitting in front of the big box TV right there, sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was. What year was it?
I don't know either.
Audio out of the left, Ted.
Audio out of the left.
It's 7:18. Good morning, LKN. It's definitely Monday. Lost 2 hours of sleep this week, and hope you set your clock back twice like I had to. Well, two different clocks in two different stages. Don't set one clock back 2 hours. That would probably mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
There was more people coming one direction when I was pulling on my neighbor than the other. You know, yeah. Like there's two crossways left
right,
and right.
Right.
And it was the opposite day of normal. Like it's more people were coming from the right to the left rather than left to the right. Hmm. Maybe Jeff knows. Getting there. We're working through. It's a Monday.
It is Monday.
I'm going to hit it one more time. Hey. We're still here. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Jeff is on the phone. Good morning to you, Jeff. 1 hour less of sleep.
Yes. Good morning, Justin. 77 north and southbound. Traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any problems this morning. So just watch out. There's your typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area. Everything's looking good right now.
Classic Monday report. Jeff, give us some wisdom. When we change these clocks like this, what's your secret to maintaining poise?
I don't know if you can have poise. I grumble about this losing an hour of sleep, but anyways, we'll make it through it. It usually takes me about a week to adjust.
Are you pro not changing times in the future? Like if Congress ever passed a bill, would you be upset at that?
I would not be upset at it, but I don't know if Congress can pass a bill.
That's a fair point, too. That's a different conversation.
Okay, you can vote for me when I run for president, Jeff, because that's my only platform.
Manny, I would vote for you, believe me.
There you go.
You probably have more common sense than all of them put together up there.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideiCats.com. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right, you guys have a great morning.
You too, sir.
Thanks, Jeff.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way, even when there's an hour less in the day.
Right.
Even when there's 1 hour less in the whole time day. Did you make a sports bet yet?
No, not yet.
You can, right?
Today.
As
right?
of right now.
Today,
I mean, FanDuel's 24 hours. So.
Okay, so are there going to be more commercials about it or less?
I think they just shift. It's probably the same. It's like, hey, North Carolina.
New ad set.
You know, coming up on March 11th. Oh, wait. Today's March 11th.
Can't see Kevin Hart anymore on my timeline.
So Kevin is the one that you're tired of. I'm kind of tired of Gronk.
I'm not seeing him as much.
He's a FanDuelie.
Mm.
And Kevin Hart is a DraftKings.
Yeah.
So those are the two. Panthers went with FanDuel, right? Their deal got worked out. I think they have FanDuel as their official sports betting. Surprised they didn't go with the Kings, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Do you know anything about the difference of the platforms, Bill, at all? I don't know anything between the
platforms. No, but I will open up a profile here in a little bit and create one and see what I got.
I don't know if
one's more luckier than the other.
I'm going to make a bet.
Okay.
I'm going to bet $1. Can you guess what I'm going to bet on? I'm going to do it every year.
Hornets. Panthers winning the Super Bowl.
$1?
$1.
Because the payout's got to be pretty good, right?
I think this year it's going to be really good. That $1, you might be able to turn that into $25.
A billion.
At least. Somewhere in the middle between $25 and a billion.
Yeah. A billion, not a million, a billion.
Watch, it's going to be like $7.
$7. Our odds aren't that good.
Did you have fun? That's what matters.
With betting?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even created a profile. Some people are locked and loaded.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make you get into this.
You're gonna make me do some live betting,
right?
Five pennies? Can we do penny bets? Like, what's the minimum?
Yeah,
I used to do something like that in college, where it was like just penny bets. I forget what the
Pink
platform
stocks.
Was called, and we used to make little bets, and you could only like cash out. If you got up to $2, but that was so hard to do.
Mm. So nobody ever cashed out.
No one ever cashed out. Yeah. You were lucky to get to like 20 cents.
That's true.
I found myself like, all right, maybe I can make up ground on this Indy car race.
Like just random bets? Like
Juan Pablo, I like Juan Pablo Montoya. I like the guy. He's going to win.
There were some sports that happened this weekend. We'll check in with Joe Berg at 8:30. We have a guest today at 7:30.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
I think we have something else we're supposed to be doing right now.
That's right.
There we go.
I didn't forget.
I know.
I just wanted to get the thought out about
just
the
moving
betting.
Time for it on
time
everything.
For the word of the day.
Lose an hour.
What's the word?
Word of the the day.
Today's word of the day on this beautiful Monday. What is the actual date today? March
11th.
We're going to call it 11.
Mm-hmm.
11th. Is March
that,
11th.
Is that...
It's not debatable.
Is there another option?
Brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th, up in Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. Plenty of time left to get that circled in on your calendar. Plus, we've been telling it about you, telling it to you all year.
For a while.
We'll see everyone at Merlefest.
You will, and you'll also see the tan and sober gentleman, as well as the silent comedy.
Hey, now.
Mm. Both of them. Well... Yeah, well, they're both groups. So you'll see
I can't wait. Today's word of the day is Blythe.
Blythe Landing.
Blythe, like a Blythe Landing.
Spelled the same?
Not spelled the same. For those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective in this case. Here's how you spell it. B-L-I-T-H-E. Blythe.
Blythe, and it's an adjective.
It's an adjective.
So it describes something.
Don't even think about conjugating it.
Well, I can.
Mamie, can he?
Because it's not a noun.
No. She
I thought it was only a noun.
Daily.
I tell you all the time.
Blithless. This is blithless.
Only conjugate verbs.
You can only conjugate verbs. I love it. Here we go. Would you like to hear it in a sentence?
I'm going
to
need it.
Hey, yes, now. Please. The tourist was blithe about applying sunscreen and ended up with sunburn.
Mm.
Cheap. Crusty.
Nope.
Oh, I thought crusty was going to be
that
it.
Was going to be the one today. We finally hit it.
Didn't pay attention.
Getting warmer, Justin and Mamie bring a blithe and cheerful energy to their morning radio show, making it a delightful start to the day for their audience.
Are you sure it's not
Krusty?
Krusty!
Minimalistic.
No, the definition of blithe is...
sloppy.
Carefree and unconcerned.
Oh.
Carefree and unconcerned.
That's better than sloppy.
But it does bring up a point, and this is where I'll kind of attempt a segue here, a nice transition, to Blythe Elementary School, right? Or like Blythe Landing.
Okay.
Named after William Leggett Blythe, who was a journalist back in
Charlotte. Leggett?
Leggett, yeah.
Leggett.
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 Leggett like lick it.
Nope. Leggett like you caught the football, and now you got to leg it to the end zone.
Leg it on down.
Yep. But besides the point, Blythe Elementary... Which brings me back to Teacher of the Month, which you can go online and register your favorite teacher or school official, and they can win some awesome prizes. On Friday, we had the people from Nina's Boutique, the person from Nina's Boutique.
Shout out Elizabeth.
Brighter Smiles.
Shout out Jasmine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very excited to keep pushing that out there, because we got a lot of nominations.
We did. We got quite a few. So Bill is absolutely correct, Mamie. That is my fault for not bringing this up earlier. Teacher of the Month is still going on.
It's still going on.
Yeah, this was the segue. This is only segment two. You can do good.
Oh, we're early.
Yeah, we're early.
Like the Panthers.
Right.
Yeah.
Teacher of the Month, WSICnews.com. Click on Teacher of the Month. WSIC News Instagram, LK and Memes Instagram. You can just go there and you find the link. There's a little simple form you fill out.
Yep.
And it just says, what's the teacher's name? What's the teacher's school? Why do you care? No, it doesn't ask why do you care. But it asks for just
your
the information. Just the
like,
information.
Yeah,
that's
super
it.
Super simple. It'll take you less than 5 minutes to fill it out.
I was going to say less than 60 seconds. If you really know your stuff.
Yeah. You might have to search for the teacher's email address.
You can probably do that from your phone.
Yeah, you can do it from your phone.
Okay.
You can do it all from your phone.
You can do it all from your phone, the whole thing. Or you can do it from your computer, tablet, whatever device you use to get on the internet.
Are we going to have a new, different device that one day? Because we've been saying computer, phone, and tablet for quite some time. Is it about time for a new type of...
Like a new word for it?
Yeah.
No, the new...
I don't like the Neuralink one. I didn't like that. That didn't feel right the first time you said it, and it didn't feel right the second
Link
time.
It. That's what we're going to call it.
Just a direct connection and infusion.
Facebook, Insta, TikTok.
Link. Oh, gosh. No, that sounds terrible. Teacher of the Month, though. Great opportunity. Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique was here on Friday. Jasmine from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. So if you win, if you get drawn as the Teacher of the Month, which anybody can nominate you. You can nominate yourself, too.
You can nominate yourself.
There is no shame.
I actually had some questions.
I'll answer them right now. Go ahead. Fire them off.
Can you nominate yourself?
Heck yeah.
Does it seem desperate?
No.
And that's what I said.
No, there's nothing wrong with living your best life.
I said, if you think you're the best teacher you know, nominate yourself.
What's something to yourself? Something from Parks and Rec. What was the thing that they would
treat
do?
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. That's what you do. Treat yourself.
There you go.
Sorry,
nothing wrong with it.
I forgot what I was supposed to
do. And male and female teachers all apply.
Oh, yeah. Dudes and dudettes equally.
Everybody.
Yeah, the picture is a silhouette. I think that's Demi's silhouette. I don't know. Did Ben make that?
The one that's on Instagram, I made.
You made that one.
I made the one on Instagram, and it is just search.
Search silhouette.
Silhouette.
Female silhouette.
Yep, that's what it's searched.
Female body silhouette. Because female bodies are different than male bodies. Different conversation. Teacher of the month. I'm going to Phlebas right now. No, teacher of the month. You can submit your nomination. And at the end of the month, each month, it's not a one-time thing. That's the thing. This is going to be continuous.
Every month.
$50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. A gentle whitening treatment from Jasmine at Brighter Smiles of Davidson, which is actually located in Huntersville.
What did Phlebas stand for?
Let me look it up.
I wanted you to kind of guess.
Physical?
Nope.
Lobotomy?
No.
Of yours?
No.
I don't know this word.
Yeah. Oh, Phlebas was like the acronym for
female health and classes. Male.
Nope. I don't know.
Nope.
Boys and girls.
What did the F stand for?
Female?
No, but there was no male. There's no like M. Phlebas.
Learning about the human body.
Yeah, ultimately that's what it was.
Yeah, there was some. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look it up. If you know, 844 Studio 4.
We're sitting here looking at each other like this. Just waiting.
Maybe the answer's in her eyes. I don't know.
Eventually we'll get there. Keep sounding it out, Justin. That's the
My favorite whenever somebody uses the definition of the word for
Phlebas.
The word.
It means Phlebas.
You know, Phlebas.
It's self descriptive.
It's what you do, you can't conjugate it.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33 on this Monday. Lost 2 hours of sleep myself. Maybe your household only lost one.
Keep adding an hour every time.
At some point, it'll have lost 24 hours by the time we make this thing full circle. Bell's Box Collective. Corey's here with us right now. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am tired, but excited
sleepy?
To be here.
Sleepy? You want some coffee?
No, not yet. I have to chase a two-year-old around today, so I like to take my time. I don't want to drink too much coffee too early.
Your own two-year-old?
My own two-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Little boy or little girl?
Little boy.
Oh.
He's a spitfire. He is fun, but he keeps me on my toes. He's
wide
still,
open.
Yeah, wide open. We're still struggling with sleep stuff, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a constant. My five-year-old son is still giving me a run for my money, so it's, you know.
That
it's
is not, exciting to hear.
Three-year-old daughter, so it's, yeah, definitely
another
feeling. So, Corey, tell us about Bell's Box Collective.
So, we are a sweet and pink little candle bar right down the road on Catawba, and we do a lot of workshops. I started in 2017. I opened this space as a DIY studio, and in 2017, I was like, I want to teach everything creative. I left the corporate world. I always joke that I was sitting in that little gray cube and I was just dying on the vine. And I was like, what can I do that's colorful and creative? And I also was dealing with some grief from losing my dad. And I was like, creativity and community. And I want to build this place. And so I was like, ooh, I'm going to paint it pink. It's going to be fabulous. I'm going to invite women in and we're going to get creative. And so I taught everything from candle making to floral arranging. And what I couldn't teach, I would invite other creatives to come and teach their crafts. And so we had a great time. And then 2020 hit, right? Like, what can I do with small groups that I can keep my business alive? And so I was like, oh, everybody was hanging out at their house. And they're like, our kids are smelly. Our dogs are smelly. So we started making candles full time and transitioned to a candle bar in 2020. And we haven't stopped. And so we teach a lot of fun workshops and have a great time. So that's what we do.
So people can come in like lap plantation and make candles, like that kind of thing?
I mean, you like when you say Latta plantation, you mean like home style?
Well, you tell me. I'm trying to find out. Yeah.
Well, a little different. You're not going to find us like in Prairie hats or anything. I don't know. Like maybe I haven't been to Latta plantation in a while. I need to go check that out. But so we do really custom and clean candles in the most beautiful containers. So at any given time, we have like 80 plus containers that are meant to be beautiful decor in your home. And they're super pretty and we don't do big labels or anything. And then we teach women, we say like, come in. And I should say men too.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate
I'm sorry.
That. No.
I'm sorry.
You won't offend me. I
you
promise.
Know, we teach
very pretty and very pink in there too.
I think I would love it.
You know what? And here's the funny thing. Guys dig it. Like they're like, no, I don't want to go and do a candle. And then they come in there and they're like, Oh my gosh, this reminds me of my grandfather's barn or that time my dad took me down the river in Colorado and the way the dirt smelled. Like, those are legit things guys
have
said.
Yeah, the scents are so nostalgic, yeah.
Oh my gosh, and they have the best time, and so guys love it too. But
I would fight Bill all the way to the door, and then he'd bring me in, and by the time I'd be dragged, we'd be scheduling a follow-up, you know?
Well, I always joke, I'm like, women come in, and they're like, okay, these are the scents I like. So we do a little bit of a different process than most candle bars. Like, my scent ristas, what I call our girls, we really get in there and we figure out what it is that you like scent-wise, and then we have 220 different scents that we have in our studio, and so we truly make a custom candle. And so we pull them all out, and women are like, okay, you know, they smell a handful. It depends on how much champagne or wine's going on, yeah. But we have a good time. But the guys, they're like, ooh, I think I've only smelled like 190 cents. I'm going to need some more. So, yeah.
What's the number one selling scent?
It depends.
Peppermint?
No.
Pine tree?
Mm-mm. A vanilla.
Oh. You know, now people do love vanilla. I'm not the biggest fan of vanilla because here's the other thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Nah, who likes vanilla?
Yeah. For the longest time, I would say, when I say we make really clean candles, I mean like we don't use a lot of the toxins because when I was dealing with transitioning my business, I also was dealing with infertility. And so I learned really quickly that, one of the number one things with hormone disruptors are candles. And so I was like, and fragrances. And so I was like, well, selfishly, I'm not going to sit here and make really toxic stuff because I'm the one that's in here making them all day. And so that's what we do. We make the really clean stuff. And so vanilla, I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. Vanilla is what we consume is not really vanilla. It's called vanillin. And like even what we eat most of the time, like it's very rare to have like Madagascar vanilla. And so it just has like a toxic chemical, like it has a chemically smell to me, I guess. And so for the longest time, I'd be like, we don't carry vanilla. It's nope. And, you know, we do have some vanilla from our clean scent company that I use. But I don't like mixing it.
No. Right.
So you're saying vanilla is really called vanillin?
Well,
it's a vanillin.
It's a vanillin.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's right. So most of the vanilla that we consume in the United States
is bad for us.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It does because it tastes so good.
Well, vanilla is so expensive. I mean, like a vanilla bean is crazy expensive. So.
Do you have lavender?
Oh, yeah. We got
big lavender. Fan.
Ooh, we got lots of good lavender, like lavender and driftwood. Ooh. But so that's the thing. So last year we had, I think when I counted it, it was like 1,500 women and men and children. We also do kid parties, too.
Oh.
I have to throw that out. And kids are super fun.
My daughter would love it.
I know
she would. Oh, my son would, too, probably.
He'd be
making some funky looking candles.
I had a group of kindergartners in and I say, tell me what scents you like and tell me what scents you don't like. And so they're like, s'mores and ice cream. And then he was like, I said, well, what don't you like? And he said, dog poop. And I said, ooh, okay. We won't put that in your candle today.
Oh, I thought you had that flavor too.
No, we don't. That is not one of our 220.
It's like Jelly Bellies, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, every flavor.
So I'm curious, Corey, if you could tell us a little bit more about you decide one day you're in a cubicle and you're like, hey, I'm going to go do this thing, this entrepreneur thing. Did you just like, kind of like Michael Scott from The Office, bankruptcy, like it just like threw up your papers and I quit.
No, not that much.
Entrepreneurship.
I'm out. Well, I went actually. So I don't know. There's this phenomenon that happens when you're a woman and you get married. You think the only thing that you could ever do is, and you want to start your own business. You're like, well, the only direction I ever have is actually wedding. I guess I have to be in the wedding world. And it's wild. Like I have so many of my friends that have done the same thing. And then you're like, ooh, that fit me like an itchy sweater. So I actually left my corporate job in 2015. And I started out with a box called Bell's Box. And it was a box for brides that couldn't afford an actual wedding planner. And so my idea was I'll open a studio space. I'll teach brides how to plan their wedding without being an actual wedding planner. And then turns out people just wanted me to plan their weddings. And then they were paying me like $200 to. And I was like, oh, God, like this is not going to make me any money. And so that's when I was like, ooh, what if instead of teaching brides, I taught my mom friends or I taught to other people, because I had all this knowledge of, I'd gotten my floral license. I had, you know, all this different stuff. I'd taught myself. Okay. So that's how I left, is I used all my PTO to go. And I was like, I was like, I gotta go, man. Like it's February and my PTO just restarted. I guess I'm out. So
go for it. Take it all.
Yeah.
I like it.
We don't have any here. Sorry, by the way.
I'm stuck here.
You're stuck.
Did you have a question for Corey or no? I'll keep going. It's Monday. You lost 2 hours of sleep this weekend. I'll keep going.
Just keep going.
I see on your website, bellsboxcollective.com, bellsboxcollective.com, B-E-L-L-S. Our workshops are our secret sauce.
Ooh, yeah, they are.
What's with the workshops?
So our workshops, in my mind, I was like, you know, entrepreneur world, I'm going to like do all this stuff online. I'm going to ship our candles all over, which we do. And that's fun. But I don't know about you, but like during COVID, I was really missing connection. Like I am, when I'm around other people, I get more energy. That is just the person I am. And I was like, I want to continue this workshop side of things because I meet all these people. When I was in the corporate world, I knew the group of people I worked with and I had a couple of friends from college and I was like, okay, that's it. Like, how do you meet other people? And it's really hard. The older you get, it's hard to meet people. And I was like, well,
it's just not even fun anymore.
I know. You're like, let me go to a bar. I don't know. Like, where do you meet people? And so I was like, I want to have public classes and all this stuff. And we've kind of gotten away from the public classes just because it's just been so popular with our private classes that our calendar is booked. But it's so neat to sit. So we have this big, long table in the middle of our studio. Our studio is like 650 square feet. It's not huge.
Downtown Corntown, right?
Yep, yeah. Right across from the Kane Center. And so we have this big, long table, and we would just sit there, and I would sit across from people that I had never met before, and I would never cross paths with these people any other time. And now keep in mind, when I first started, like I would have workshops and I'd be like, hey, so you're the only person that signed up. Welcome. Come on.
Whatever
in.
You'd like to do.
Yeah. What do you want to do tonight? You want to make stamps? Let's do it. I'll go get some wine.
And I was so like, say, just DoorDash some food.
That, yeah.
Hang
and so
out and have a good time.
You're like, man. And on one side, you're like, man, am I failing as a business in those early days? You know, it's tough. But on the other side, I'm like, I just had a conversation with somebody that, once again, never would cross paths with. And I just learned so much. And we had so many different connections, different worlds, but so much the same, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just love that. And that is like one thing we continue to do every day, every week. We have workshops and they're amazing. I sit there and I talk to these people and it's our secret sauce. And all of a sudden, all like, you know, we talk about real things. We talk about being moms. We talk about like hard stuff going on in our lives. And you're just sitting there, but you're doing something creative too. And you're making something beautiful and something that's custom. And you're just, it's a darn good
experience.
It's an experience. Yes.
Something I'm curious to talk about when we get back from the break, because I've been told I'm not allowed to ask, you know, certain questions prior to, you know, 30 seconds left on the clock. But I do want to talk to you about this private label candle situation you got going on here. So yeah. I'm imagining there's going to be some some other entrepreneurs out there that might want to learn more about this. So private label candles. We're talking with Corey of Bell's Box Collective, bellsboxcollective.com, located in downtown Corntown. You can have a workshop there.
Yeah.
You can buy product there.
Yeah.
You can build your own. You can have a party. You can pretty much do whatever you want there, right? Isn't it just like a free-for-all zone? Like, just come on, have some fun. Coming back, Bell's Box Collective.
That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Monday to you. Hanging out with Corey of Bell's Box Collective. Bellsboxcollective.com, located in downtown Cornelius. You can set up your private workshop. You need maybe a little respite, a little getaway action too. You know, there's probably a little bit of that I'd imagine happening too, right?
I had a group this weekend. I had a group of 16 girls from Pittsburgh, but they were like, we're down here for a bachelorette party and we want to pour candles. So
Pittsburgh ladies need to calm down
a
little bit.
I said, whoa, big deal, guys. Yeah. Like we're going like continental over here.
One of the things you've got on your website, private label candles.
Yes.
Talk to me about this a little bit.
So as a small business, like there's all these different things that you learn about how to market yourself and how to brand yourself. And I think one thing that we really miss out on as a small business or businesses in general is we forget a lot of times that the sense of smell is one of the most powerful senses. We connect it to memories. We connect it to different occasions or, you know, a good time. Like, you walk into Anthropology and you know exactly how it smells. So, and I mean, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't walk into Anthropology, but as a
girl, I've been there once or twice.
Yeah, as a girl, there are certain places you're like, that smell, like, it triggers something. And so as a small business, I'm like, how do I brand myself to where people know, huh, when they smell that, that is me? And it's hard because I have 220 cents, but we have our own little unique smell over there.
You have a Bell smell?
Well, it's actually like everybody comes in, they say, what is this smell? I want this. And I'm like, well, this is all the smells. Like,
this is the mystery.
I'm the one candle studio that doesn't burn candles because I never have to because it smells good in there. We, you know, there's or scent everywhere. But so branding yourself with a smell is one of my favorite things. And so we invite businesses of all sizes to come in and create a custom scent that is truly unique to them. And then I have all these fun machines and like laser printers that we customize their candle containers for them. And so they have this signature smell and they give it as gifts. They sell it in retail. They, all of these fun things that are truly unique to them. And so I work with a lot of small businesses here in the Lake area. This last year we started branching out. I've got a couple clients in Tennessee and all over. Like, so it's getting bigger and it's pretty fun. But it's one of my favorite things because another business owner will come in. We have this sweet little process and we sit down and we chitty chat. We talk about things. I've got a discovery process that they go through a questionnaire and to help us figure out what smells would fit their business. Because that's the other thing, right? Like, I have personal smells that I like, but then as a business, my business needs to represent to, it may be a little bit different. Like, if that makes sense. Like,
no, it definitely makes sense. I'm trying to think through, like, representing a business through a smell. Sounds like a fun exercise to
me. Yeah, so I'm sitting here thinking, what would be?
What would your smell be?
What would
your smell
be?
What's the base smell of WSIC?
Ah.
We'll have to think through that one. I have some ideas in my mind, but let me get them approved before.
If you want to go through and take our little quiz, this would be a fun. I mean, not
you have a quiz.
Oh, there's a whole process on there. If you want to go through on our website and
on
take
the
our
website.
Quiz, yeah, you can take it and you can kind of.
She shouldn't have told me about.
I know. you don't have to do it. It's kind of intense. Like, I dive deep. I'm like, tell me all about your brand. Tell me all about, like, the vibe that you want. Because now, and one of my clients, she's an esthetician, and she has her personal smell that she likes, and she pours candles. But as an esthetician, you want to represent, like, calming and high-end and peaceful. And so it's a little...
What scent is that? What scent is calming?
Well, but so here's the fun thing. It's a combination of scents.
Ooh.
So we blend, like, that's the fun. I have one scent that it's my number one seller at Christmas. I call it Bougie Christmas. I have seven different smells that we put into this. And so
Bougie Christmas.
Bougie Christmas. And so it smells like Bougie Christmas. And so that's one of our smells. We've got a lot. I need to work on a Lake Norman smell. We've got a Davidson smell that.
What's Davidson smell?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
I question that.
Yeah.
It just smells like money.
Well, and I've been, it is.
It's money.
It's classy. Yeah. I've been working on like a Cornelius smell, but you know, like I feel like Cornelius is evolving so much right now in the best way possible. And I've been there for almost 7 years in this little space, and I've gotten a front row seat to see Cornelius like go from this kind of like little grunge town to like now we're like, we're getting more things. We're like,
you've been to Peach Cobbler Factory yet?
I haven't. Okay. And I haven't. And they are literally
on the other side of
yeah. Like, they're
doors down from you.
I can see it. And that's the other thing.
You could eat lunch there every day.
And then I couldn't walk home. Like, I would be like, this is, but I do. I need to get down there. But as a small business, like, I joke, I have so many other small business friends, and I'm like, I really want to support you. But I literally am either in my business or chasing, I'm at a playground. Like, I have two places right now.
Well,
that's
entrepreneurs and really most people in life.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Are you excited about Mills Market in downtown, Cornelius?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I am. Like, that space is going to be really cool. I like look over and I can see it right out my window. So, yeah.
We're talking with Corey of Bell's Box Collective, bellsboxcollective.com, BELLS, located in downtown Corntown. You can set up a workshop, go by there. You can get a private label candle. Can people just walk in and buy candles and products too like that?
Yeah.
Like just if they wanted
so
to?
So Wednesday through Saturday, right now we're in our, like, we call it our winter hours. Wednesday through Saturday, 11 till 2, we have open hours. You can come in. And then outside of that, private workshops, you can book on our website too.
So I'm looking here. Candles about $40 for a candle, give or take. Is that the price range I should think of?
Our prices start at $40. We have tons of options in the $40, and that includes everything to make your candle. So the instruction, like, it doesn't matter if you buy a $40 candle for me or you buy a $200 candle for me, you're going to get the same experience. And that's another thing that I love about our cute little pink studio is that we truly, like, are so inclusive, and we make sure that everybody has the same amazing time. But yeah, so we have all kinds of options.
I love the something that maybe it's unique to Lake Norman, but the ladies around Lake Norman, the business ladies who own businesses around Lake Norman, I feel like y'all take care of us guys too in helping us understand the ladies in our lives.
Yeah.
So if I were to just walk in and like, hey, I need some help, mm-hmm. can you talk about that process? Maybe you'd help me as a guy try to find a candle for my lady?
Yes. So definitely we talk about like, I always joke. I'm like, one, they're like, what if I pour something that smells gross? And I'm like, I have no poker face. Like, I'm not going to let a nasty candle leave my studio, like, at all.
Krusty, throw it out.
Yeah, pass, like, go on. And I'm not going to, like, every single thing in our studio, every container is beautiful, like a true beautiful decor piece in your home that you can reuse. And so I'm not going to let you pick something bad. And you're not going to have the option to pick something bad because there isn't one.
I like this. I like where this is going.
Yeah. But you would come in and you could tell me about your wife's style, maybe what kind of perfume she likes. And that helps give a lot of insight onto what we're going to go with. And so, yeah, we'd walk you through it. And what would be even better is if you surprised your wife, got a bottle of champagne, booked a little class online, came in and then said, we're going to go on a date, and then let her pour her own custom candle.
Oh.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's good. Yeah. That would be good, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my mind blowing up, by the way. That's what
and
that was.
And then peach cobbler factory.
And then right after, subsequently,
you know, and we also,
adjacent.
We let food and drink come in. So you could
bring it in. Wow.
And yeah, so bring it in. Have a whole date set up.
Maybe official peach cobbler factory candle.
You know what? Get with Charlotte. I'm sorry, Michelle from Charlotte the Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
Set up the picnic.
Wow.
Yes.
This just got to be an expensive weekend. Is what this turned into.
Very affordable.
Yes. I love it.
I'm seeing here on your website as well, linen spray.
Yes. Room and linen spray. So we do linen.
Just spritz the room.
Yeah. Listen.
So that's my favorite thing that you have is the room spray.
Oh.
I do love the candles too because they're, like you said, they are clean. But the room sprays too, like one or two squirts and your whole room smells fantastic.
What's the most popular flavor on the room or on the room spritz?
We have a lot that are really good. I mean, and one, so I sell like 6 or 7 scents, depending on the season that we create. But most people truly want to create their own custom scent. And so one of the Davidson is one of our most popular, like it's a great gift.
Money.
It smells classy. I don't know how to say it. It just smells good. It's the perfect harmony of feminine and masculine. And it's got a little bit of earthy, but you know, like.
We all love green, you know?
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. But so that one's really popular. But we also, like when you're in there, if you want to add on a room spray and we create it right then and there for you. So you come in and you make it. And as a mom, I never have time to like have my house looking the way I want it to look. And so when people pop by or they're like, hey, we're like 2 minutes away. And so I'm like, ah, and I run around and I just go and spray it. And my house smells good. They're like, yeah, this is so good. Oh my gosh, is it clean in here? I'm like, yes, it's sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've used your nostrils to indicate
that. That's right. That's right. Well, that's one of the first things that people notice when you walk into your home is how your home smells because we all become nose blind to our smells, right? So maybe my house smells too much like Bell's Box Collective, but whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, that's a really popular one too.
There's a flavor, also would consider it a scent, that's very popular a particular time of year. And since we're into March, I am a big advocate for 12 months out of the year having this same flavor.
Can I
pumpkin
guess?
Spice.
Oh, I love it. Okay, come on in. I have the best pumpkin spice. I'm telling
you. Year round?
I keep it year round because I love it. And so, but here's the thing. People that are mean about pumpkin spice, I'm like, well, you better be mean about nutmeg and cinnamon. And if I see you being mean about those, they're not. They're like, oh, I don't like pumpkin spice. I'm like, no, it's a beautiful blend of just warm spices. And ours is really, it's like a really rich, not overly sweet. Like ours is not sweet at all, but it's spicy and it's inviting. And I burn it like as soon as in my home, I always have a couple different candles. I have like my signature home scent that's always burning. And then at Christmas, I burn like as soon as like September, I'll start burning a pumpkin spice. And I burn it all the way through the winter because it's cozy. Yeah. It's cozy and it's inviting and it's just wonderful. So I'm on board with that.
What about the room scent? Can we do room scent pumpkin spice?
I'm still doing the Christmas room scent at my house. Yeah. I love it. Me too. It smells so good. Yeah.
Okay, but why? But why not? Because it's trees,
right?
Right. Like
we love trees.
Trees are year round.
And it's super fresh too. Like it's not overly.
Do you have the Fraser fir or the bougie?
The Fraser fir is what I have,
yeah.
So I love it. Yeah, year-round.
I'm on board with that.
I'm not mad at it at all. We've been hanging out with Corey of Bell's Box Collective, bellsboxcollective.com, B-E-L-L-S, bellsboxcollective.com, located in downtown Cornelius. Workshops, private label candles, one-off purchases, room scents. I'm getting this room scent thing now.
It's a thing.
Maybe
yeah.
a little more than the candles, possibly. You can also, if you're going to do the private label, you can do a little quiz on here and find out what your brand is like. Might have to play with that one a little bit. Thank you, Corey, for hanging out with us.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN, 806. Happy Monday. Sorry, I'm looking at another picture there, too. Thanks to Corey of Bell's Box Collective, B-E-L-L-S, Bell's Box Collective, located in downtown Cornelius. Custom candles, custom room scents, workshops, private label candles. That's so much smelling I'm going on right there. Yeah. I'm pretty smelled out. I kind of got a head rush right there.
I love those room sprays, though.
Go ahead and take over.
Okay. Yeah, the room sprays are great. And I bought mine, early December too, and it's
for
still,
room spray.
Yeah, they're and still
you're still spritzing,
still spraying.
One of the little mini bottles
yeah,
too, like none of the big bottles.
It's not huge. Yeah, it's a decent size, but it's not huge.
Does Rob ever get this right? Like, whoa, Rob, too many sprays, too many sprays.
I keep it in his bathroom. I keep one.
That's a fair point.
You can't have too many sprays.
I meant like number of spritzes. Like if I picked up the bottle and walked around the house, I'd probably like overly douse
yeah,
the house.
You really just need like maybe one.
Yeah,
two see, for a larger room.
I would say to myself, okay, judging on the square feet of this, take the volume, the humidity inside, I need about 46 sprays.
It's not like Febreze that you just...
That you run through the house or Lysol can?
Not the same. No, way different. It's great. I love them.
So you've used Bell's, you've used Corey's product.
I've used the products.
Candles as well?
I do think I've had a candle from there. I do think I have.
Once or twice?
Just once. And then at Christmas when we went and... Michelle from Charlotte LaFigge and I went and goofed around with the 6 foot
nutcracker.
Nutcracker, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that you were showing me the picture of the 6 foot nutcracker. You brought up something, I think it was last week or the week before, the, what was it, 10 foot long thumbtack in hickory?
Yes.
So what happened? It got stolen. Just the tip was stolen, right?
Just the thumbtack part was stolen.
Okay. But now.
So they found some video of the people stealing it on Queen City News. I was actually sitting at Ed's Tavern the other night and watched this story happen live.
How was Ed's Tavern, by the way?
It was good. Yeah, we had
was that your first time there?
No, I've been a few times.
Oh, you've been there a few times.
Went Friday night. But we didn't go out until like 8:30. I felt like a wild kid going out that late. but yeah, we went over there, had some drinks and appetizers and hung out, and they had Queen City News playing and the thumbtack story comes up and I was like, the thumbtack story.
We influenced that. But they found the thumbtack.
We're making it happen. So they found a video of the thieves stealing it, and from that, yes, the thieves I guess felt bad and they brought it back. So they felt bad.
Sorry.
Maybe they couldn't sell it for what they thought it was gonna.
What was it made out of? Copper?
I don't know what it was made out of.
Talking about selling it. My
God. The guy, he was like, I thought the chapter was over, but here we are now. He got it back. So
the thumbtack lip. Now it goes down even more in history.
I know.
The thumbtack that's been, maybe that's the new theme. Like someone steals it every so often and then they return it. Like,
maybe.
When
maybe
will someone not
doing.
Return it?
Yeah. So when we talked about the story before, the base was the only thing that was left, right? The pointy part of the thumbtack sculpture.
The more
was
useful
was
part,
taken.
The non-threatening part of the sculpture was left.
Was left behind. Let's see. And just says like it shows them taking the thumbtack to the Jeep, but then they brought it back and they just like left it sitting outside.
Just right there.
Just here it is.
Here it is.
It's back.
Did it have like a note on it?
No,
sorry for the inconvenience.
It wasn't like a ransom note or anything that came with it. It was just... There we go. So it's
what if
back.
It was used in the commission of a crime and then they returned it?
Mm.
And then, like, 20 years later, in like a murder mystery story,
goes deeper than we knew. Yeah,
so. It's very possible. I'm glad he got it back though. Yeah, because that big of a thumbtack, wasn't that a world record, like thumbtack too, or something like that?
I don't think it was a world record, but it had traveled to like New York and Chicago and like all over the country.
I mean, have you seen a bigger thumbtack?
No, I haven't seen a bigger one, but I don't know that it holds the world record. I don't know if they've gone that far to call Guinness. I don't think it's a usable thumbtack. It's a sculpture of a thumbtack, too. It's not like you could get the world's biggest bulletin board.
Joust!
And put the world's largest crayon picture up there and pin it up.
I thought maybe they had like a really important date that they couldn't miss. So they needed just a big thumbtack, like, do not miss this date. And sure enough, they still.
Justin, you've forgotten this six weeks in a row.
They were
this
trying to remember.
Doctor's appointment on Monday.
Or maybe it came. They're like, okay, now we've used it for what we need it.
Yeah.
You can have it back.
Recycle.
Oh. So I'm
glad it's back.
But yeah, it was just at the front doors of the gallery. They woke up one morning or came into work one morning and there it is just sitting there.
You think that they would have upped their security sense and did they see the people leaving it?
They saw the people, they found the video of the people taking it, and then the same video of the people bringing it back.
Same people bringing it back.
Yeah.
One-time use.
Yeah.
Really turned out to be an inside job.
Maybe.
It was just out for painting. It wasn't like, it wasn't.
Maybe they just wanted to stolen. Get to up their, their visits
social
to the,
profile. Like Wendy's and the whole dollar
Wendy's
cheeseburgers
the
thing.
The thing with the stingray, too, turns out all that. I mean,
oh, that was
the stingray
fake?
Is still pregnant.
It's not by a shark?
The possibility of the shark was just made up for publicity.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't tell me things like that, because I'll believe it.
Well, I believed it, too. I thought it was a possibility, but no, it was all just for the stingray.
They know better than to interbreed. Is that the thing?
I think it's just not, like, possible.
It just doesn't compute.
It just can't happen.
So physically.
Upside down. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, the anatomy of a shark and a stingray is just not possible.
Interesting.
Came out on TikTok.
There's some lessons to pull from that, I feel like.
But. Yeah. Yeah. So, but it is like an immaculate conception. Like the stingray impregnated herself.
Sure.
So that's
like seahorse dudes carry the babies.
Yeah, so that really did happen, and it's the first, I think, recorded case of this happening to a stingray in captivity.
Wow.
I'm sure it happened in the wild, but how can they tell, right?
We should put that stingray in the same tank as the orca and see what happens next.
Oh, who knows? I think the same situation as a shark, the same thing that'll happen, actually. I do know.
Oh, I meant the orca was going to eat the stingray.
You think the orca would eat the stingray?
Yeah, for sure.
You think so?
Oh, it would dominate it. Oh, it would just eat it. Did you watch the Oscars last night at all?
I didn't watch the Oscars. I just watched the clips this morning.
We talked about John Cena's clips.
Yeah, that one. And then...
I didn't realize, because I watched Oppenheimer last night. I didn't know you even had this on here on the sheet this morning, but Oppenheimer won 7 Oscars?
Yeah. Took all of them.
7?
Yeah. Did you like Oppenheimer?
So, okay, you had told me you and Rob tried watching it. It was definitely one of those movies that, like, jumps to different times a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And I'm not a super history buff. I'm not a study up on all the world events of the past. I'm more of a let's look to the future kind of guy. But it was cool to learn a little bit of history. The problem is I don't know how much of it's true and how much of it's not. That's one of the factors. The overall principle is probably true. Like, we would know, you know, the whole making of the atom bomb, where they did it at now. I'm sure all that's been declassified, blah, blah, blah. But this seemed to be more about like an anti-hit piece on Oppenheimer's reputation is what the Oppenheimer movie by the end was really about.
So you felt like it was about?
Well, it definitely was about that because you didn't finish the movie.
No,
right?
I didn't.
Yeah, so I finished the movie.
Thank you.
It is about that.
Okay.
I thought it was really well done. There's some big name actors in there. I mean,
of course, yeah.
You got Matt Damon, you got Robert Downey Jr.,
Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar last night, Best Supporting Actor.
For what?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, from Oppenheimer? I thought he did really, really well. I was curious if he would ever get out of the shadows of Iron Man. I think this is what did it. I think this puts him back into a realm of potentially new characters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he's been Dr. Doolittle. What else has Robert Downey Jr. been? He's been a few things.
Sherlock?
Sherlock. Sherlock was a good one for him, too.
Those
I did enjoy
too.
Those.
Yeah.
So. I didn't watch the Oscars, just saw John Cena clip naked without audio.
Yeah. But Oppenheimer won like Best Picture, Best Actor,
it was
Best
a
Supporting
good movie.
Actor.
You got to watch Poor Things.
So here's the thing for me. I'm not a good judge of whether or not it truly deserved the Oscar
because
Oppenheimer's one of two movies I've seen in about 8 years. So for me, I did watch the whole thing. I did commit myself
that
to the whole thing.
That usually means it's a good movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no
kept
problem.
You engaged.
I'll walk out of a theater right now. See y'all.
it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:18 on this Monday. Lost 3 hours of sleep now at this point. We're just working through it, everything we can, and making it happen. But thankfully, Jeff's on the phone with iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. Let's get a look at these streets, because if things are as wild out there as they are in here, there's trouble. Jeff, what's going on out there?
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound, around exit 25 and exit 23, there's some slowdowns. When you get into Charlotte, 77 southbound, around Brookshire Freeway, there's some slowdowns there. 77 northbound, once you get past 485 up around exit 23, slows down in that area. There's no accidents to report. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville are good this morning. Good start for the Monday.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate you. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Glad to hear there's no accidents. Everyone can act right today on a Monday with less sleep. Thank you, Jeff.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so on Tuesday, iCats goes to the VA in Salisbury. If you've got appointments at the VA, you're going to want to shift them to Tuesday, because iCats will pick you up at your door, drive you to the VA, drive you home back to your door, only a dollar each way. Killer deal.
It's amazing.
So there's a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
Causing havoc.
Yeah.
Is it the gorilla's fault?
No. Okay.
Is the audio good on this, by the way?
I have not listened to the audio on it, so no, I don't think we can do the audio.
Just to be safe.
There wasn't a lot of audio on it, because it's from the person who's watching it's
right.
perspective, you know, but I can't.
A mother of a child.
I can't verify.
Is it a mother of a child who filmed this,
or
somebody else?
Well, maybe a mother of a child, but the children didn't have anything to do with it.
Peyton and his daughter were running.
Ads. Here's the ad.
but yeah, this video actually happened back in October, but it just started going viral over the weekend. So
you
it was,
say that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm telling you, that's what happened.
It just started. So I knew of some before it went viral, basically, is what
you did.
Telling me.
No, I didn't know about it.
I did.
You knew about it before.
I've seen this.
You've seen this.
I've seen this. So this is at a zoo.
Yes.
And there's a someone acting. Oh, wait, I don't know if
this
I actually.
This is in Fort Worth,
Texas. Oh,
wait,
no, this is a different video.
Okay.
Never mind.
You've seen the Harambe video. You haven't seen this one.
Is the Harambe where he comes and bangs on the glass?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one I thought this was.
No.
Oh, this is. Let me be quiet then. I don't even know what is this guy doing?
So you see the gorilla comes out. There's a person standing there. They're just like standing there very still. And when I was watching, I was like, why doesn't he just close the door and leave? Well, it went away. I don't know what happened to the rest of the story.
Oh, here it is.
Come back to it. So then there's two more people over there.
I see them in the
standing
corner.
Standing over there in the
in
corner.
In like a glass cage, though, or like a glass observatory.
No. They're out, too. And so this person is trying to keep the gorilla from going and attacking the other two people that are over there. So they're backing away slowly. They're closing the door. And then you can see this trainer here. And then there's another person in the little alcove, too.
So somebody got, two random people got inside of the
they're
gorilla?
They're all trainers. I think the gorilla just got scared.
Got upset.
And started, charging at them. Yeah.
Can we be surprised at this anymore?
No. I mean, and then she runs off. So everybody got out safe. Nobody got hurt. It was just really a scary, tense moment. And when you're watching the video, too, the first thing you see is just the one person. And you're like, why don't they just close the door and get out of there? But then when it pans over and you see the other two people that are just fully exposed, like they weren't near a door or anything. So everybody's safe. Gorilla's okay. All is good.
Why didn't we just tranquilize the gorilla?
I don't know. Why do we have zoos? I don't know. I don't ever care to go to a zoo ever
Never?
Again. No.
Oh, you're going to love me tomorrow.
Oh. I will go, but it's not going to be. That's my choice of what do you want to do this weekend?
Go to the zoo.
Go see animals taking a nap. No, thanks. I'd rather stay home and watch myself take a nap.
So this gorilla decided he's sick of it. He didn't win an Oscar last night, and so he's going to let everybody know about it.
Yeah. So
I'm glad everybody made it out safely.
Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
Could you ever do this, take care of animals at the zoo? Like, you never?
No. I mean,
because they make you nervous, or you just don't believe in the concept?
Okay, I'm just a terrible person, and I don't love animals. I just don't. Like, I see the value in them, and I'm glad that they're here. I'm glad God created them. I just don't want to hang out with them.
She just say she doesn't like animals?
I just don't want to hang out.
I mean, I'm not mad at you for your opinion. I'm not going to blast you.
Rob and Katie love animals. They love animals. Like, we would have 6 dogs if I said okay.
But I love my Layla.
Dog, but having an inside dog was even like
so you want only an outside dog?
I just never had an inside dog before. Like,
that is some Shelby stuff.
It's
for
crazy,
you,
right? Isn't
there.
It
that is some Shelby living right there. Ain't never had an inside dog. You don't hear people say that too much.
I know, it's 2024.
Ain't never had an inside dog in my life. What?
She's my first inside dog. They don't even call them inside dogs.
Just a dog. Just a dog. That's what I mean. That's the Shelby right there.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just, and so I don't love animals. I don't.
Do you feel like that makes you a bad person?
I feel like it does.
It doesn't.
I feel like it does, though. But Rob and Katie love animals. And so, I mean.
Like, not even like caterpillars?
No. Bugs, no. Birds,
goldfish?
No. Mm-mm.
Definitely shouldn't have no birds. Birds inside trips me out.
And we get birds in our house a good bit.
I mean, that's basically Guantanamo Bay inside of your house.
That's what it feels like when you have a bird in your house. Yeah. It feels like, yeah.
Like, even as a human.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're being tortured the whole time.
Terrible. Rob and Katie love animals. And
like,
so
just imagine you're just talking.
Yeah, it's kind of like being in here.
That's it. All day. That's what I mean. Welcome to my cage, by the way. This is my pen where I'm allowed to hang out.
Inviting me in.
We're going to have the gorilla in here soon, too, to hang out with us. He's a real good time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you bring any oranges for him? No. I don't know if you should stay.
So I've encouraged Rob and Katie, if I die first, take the insurance money, buy a farm, and every morning when you wake up... Just think, Mamie's so glad she's not here, and then you won't be sad.
What kind of farm? Like alpaca?
Yeah, like camel.
You like alpacas?
No, I just...
Ostriches?
No, oh,
you ever fed an ostrich?
Yes, at Lazy Five. That is terrifying.
It's
like dinosaurs coming at you.
It's violent.
Yeah.
And they'll put their head like inside the window.
No, I would never go drive my car through one of those things. That's like my worst nightmare. I'll take the wagon, like... You know.
So you can stay away, like in the middle of like all people. So you'd be the last one standing.
I do not want an animal's face in my car.
Situation.
just a terrible person.
At Christmas time, you do it at night too, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. No.
Would you ride an ostrich?
No.
Why?
No.
That's not like owning an ostrich and putting it like at your house or anything like that.
Ride an ostrich?
Yeah.
No, I'm not coordinated enough for that either.
Don't they have ostriches where you can ride them like with saddles on them? Like they're like in some parts like Tanzania or something like
Perhaps
that?
Perhaps. They may.
You can just hop on it?
I'm not sure. Don't sign me up for that one, though.
They bring you a little ladder?
Yeah. You know? You don't want to see me trying to ride an ostrich. You get
the horse boots, the equestrian boots.
My dad and sisters went to Israel, like the Holy Land tour, and they rode camels when they were out
there.
Oh,
camels would be cool. Two humps or one?
I don't know.
There's different kinds.
I don't know. I didn't go on that trip, so I don't know.
I read somewhere, or Noah told me, something about like two camels versus one hump, two humps versus one hump, I think is two different types of camels and the common misconception of where they live. So don't be a racist.
They were in Israel. So whatever kind lives out there is the kind they were riding.
All right. I don't know if those are desert or forest.
I'm guessing desert. Yeah. I'm guessing that's desert out there.
I don't know if that's
more geography lessons here on Good Morning.
Doing really good right now with that.
I don't know.
Which zoo was this at with the gorilla?
This was in Fort Worth.
Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas. Yep.
Are we surprised that it was in Texas? Or does that matter? Could it have been any zoo?
I think it could have been any zoo. I don't understand. I understand sometimes animals can't be in the wild, so they need protection. So I guess that's why.
It's a silverback gorilla too, right? Are these endangered still? Silverbacks were endangered at one point.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're still endangered.
Well, let's find out. I mean, that makes a difference, right?
Yeah. Well, what makes the difference for that?
Whether we should shoot it or not.
Don't shoot it. It's not like I want to kill animals. I just don't want to hang out with
them. I'm talking about this specific one in this pen of people. Like, okay, here's the debate. Yeah, should we have the zoo or not? Okay, we have to take that off the table because the fact is there are zoos.
Mm-hmm.
There are animals in zoos.
But don't mistake that my reason for not liking zoos is because I worry about the animals. Like,
So you're pro shooting.
No, pro not pro shooting. I'm just not pro walking around and looking at them.
But the conservation status of silverback mountain gorillas is endangered.
Okay. So we can't shoot it.
So, but does that factor? You are the head pen master of this
trainers,
gorilla.
I bet the trainers themselves would not want that animal to get
no,
shot.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, duh. The trainer, yeah. They have like a bond with it.
Right. So you're asking, should they have?
I'm not saying should they have, because thankfully they didn't need to.
Right, right.
But what is like the escalation mentality
when it's
of this
somebody
thing?
Who's not involved with the zoo?
So, okay, yeah, if you work at the zoo, it's your own fault.
Right.
It's your own
You're
risk.
Subject
would,
to die.
That's how I would
You've
think.
You've signed the contract. Sure. I know I'm working
if
with
If you
the
get in
animal.
With this
You're
gorilla,
doing what you love, yeah.
We right. will not save you.
Right.
We're going to try not to save you. We're going to try every, we're going to exhaust every other resource.
Every, so up until the point to where the gorilla is squeezing you by the neck, that is when we will shoot it.
Right. Until the public is like, oh,
until
horrifying.
It goes live stream on Twitter.
Correct.
Right.
We're going to let this gorilla do whatever it wants.
We're going to let this
wants.
Play out.
Yeah. See what happens.
Right.
Man, I ain't trusting y'all in nowhere near a zoo. Then. Y'all going to let me, y'all going to let this gorilla put his hands on me?
Well, you're not the zoo master.
You're going to let this gorilla put his hands on me before
you're not
you
the
shoot
zookeeper.
Him?
Yeah. A random, like,
this
person,
is purely hypothetical.
A person
I can tell.
Visiting the zoo, though.
Yeah. Anyone visiting, protect.
Yeah.
Obviously.
If you work there, no.
But
it's your own fault.
So that's my point here is that if I worked at the zoo and y'all, if we worked together, this could be a TV show. If we worked together, y'all's policy would be not Justin did it to himself. He had told him not to go in there,
right.
And he did it.
No,
so we're not going to help
him.
That's
my policy with everything.
You made the choice.
Yeah.
You made right. your bed, lie in it.
You made the choice. You knew the risk.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of angry right now. I'm going anyway.
Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm a little disappointed y'all wouldn't have my back in there with this gorilla, that y'all would just let
I'd
me...
I'd be like, gorilla, move.
I mean, I would, but we would exhaust other resources. Right. It wouldn't be like straight
how
fire.
Far, how far would you let the gorilla get? How far?
Until he...
Based off this conversation,
hey guys,
pretty close.
Hey, guys!
pretty
I think
close.
I think it's time!
He's good. He's got him.
It's time!
He's just
good,
having
Justin.
Fun.
Just breathe,
good.
Buddy.
His mouth is open now! He's out of food!
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN, 8:34 on this Monday. 4 hours of sleep gone now.
Man,
just
keeps
racking
up.
Them up. Joe, does the sports world get affected by daylight? Like the NASCAR race yesterday, did the drivers look like sleepy yesterday? Not even there.
No.
We had a feeling that was going to happen right there. So from the new Studio A, we rebuilt Studio A this weekend. Joe Burke should be sitting at that desk right now normally as he would be. Maybe he'll pop on at some.
Green flag, biggity, biggity, biggity. Let's racing. Go racing, boys.
All right, Bill, did you catch the race yesterday at all? It was Phoenix, right? We were in Phoenix.
Yeah, I was in Phoenix. I watched a little bit of the beginning. Then I just kind of went into a bit of a perusing through the channels.
Okay. And Christopher Bell won.
Christopher Bell.
Your thoughts on Christopher Bell?
I like it. Young guy. Making
you,
a name
are
for
Are you
himself.
Familiar with Christopher Bell? You've been following him for a while? Bill's the biggest race fan out of all of us collectively,
yes,
right, by
I
the way.
Assume that, yeah.
Tim Sherrill is probably the pinnacle of racing of WSIC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then Bill, number two. Is
yeah,
that okay?
There's
that
a pretty big gap there. Yeah, but yes.
So Christopher
great guy. Never met him. Haven't really talked to him. Glad he
if
won.
If you could ask him a question, nice. What would you ask him?
Let's see. Your thoughts on daylight savings. But it was in Phoenix.
So Arizona.
That was totally planned then.
Right.
Oh, they're smart.
Right.
And they're thinking.
I knew that's what was going to happen.
You did.
Did you now?
You're trying to see if we knew.
Did you now?
You're trying to see if we understood it.
But see, yesterday, nobody could bet on the race.
Correct.
Next week's race,
in
people
North Carolina,
will start betting.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, well, without a VPN.
In our world.
In next race. All right, so sports betting. That is going to be, obviously, the talk of the town for North Carolina for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll start calming down now, hopefully. I'm sure they, you know, with, like you said, how many times is North Carolina FanDuel's coming?
It's not stopping.
But they got to tell people. So I get it from like, everyone knows it now.
I know.
If you didn't know before.
I mean, if they're targeting me.
You think they're targeting you?
Well, somebody
would
is.
You make a bet on a sports thing now?
No.
No interest.
I mean, I don't bet on anything, though. It's just not. I like playing, you know, if we're going to play.
You bet on life. You came in here today.
Well, that's true. I'm risking my life in other ways every day. So I got to be safe in that area.
In the financial sphere.
Area. I don't know. I don't think I'm safe there either.
How about you, Bill? Do you have a platform preference, or are you going to set up profiles on both?
I think there's more than.
It's actually like probably a bunch. Yeah.
It's probably a bunch.
Isn't it just, well, there's seven licenses that got approved.
Okay.
So there's seven, in theory, seven platforms for now.
Right. I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably just click the, because I will set up a little profile here and I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Whichever ad hits you first? Like, is that the way you're
going to
go?
That's probably how it'll go. I'll probably do a FanDuel and a DraftKings.
Those are the top two. Is that fair to say, like, as far as platforms used between those are the top two?
Yeah, off the top of my head.
I would guess so, yeah.
Maybe BetMGM, I think, is another big one.
Maybe we'll have to do that and see. Because I don't understand all of betting. Like, I don't know how, when I say things like the over-under and things like that, like, I don't actually know what that means.
Over-under would be, they'll give you a combined score of both teams.
Okay.
And then you can bet if it's going to be over that number or under that number.
So it's combined.
Correct.
It's not just like either, do they do over-under on individual team?
I'm sure that there are multiple different ways to bet. Like the traditional sense of over-under
common vernacular
is a combined of both team scores. But I'm sure there's like a filter where you can just bet on one team score.
See, even that helps me now for the next time I have that conversation. It's like, Justin, you know, how's it going today? The over-unders, you know, it's all right. It's,
right.
That correct. Doesn't make sense.
Like over-under amount of times you mentioned food on the morning show, right? Which I don't think you've done
not
so
once today.
Today.
That's not true. You're both wrong. Okay. I just did it so slickly you didn't even notice.
Oh.
Peach cobbler factor.
Oh, well.
Excellent, right? Yeah. But I would always put that hook at like 4.5, 5.5.
that's a decent. So the now half you could probably, would get me.
And you could also, the hook, you're going to want the hook.
Is that the half?
That's what we call a hook. Yeah, the hook, that 0.5.
Give you a little, or take a little. Maybe that messes you up.
Exactly.
The hook could mess you up.
Right.
Like a fish out of water.
Like a fish out of water. And you could probably bet over under on the amount of times you mentioned food before 8. You know what I mean?
So we could really break this down.
Yeah, and
you can apply the same thing to sports.
So oh, that
they can break
I thought
down
that was
a bunch of different way.
The sport.
This show, was the sport.
This show is not a sport.
No.
It not, feels like not a sport. It does well, feel like
there's a lot of game theory going on here.
Also, extremely sore this morning. So
that was from the weekend, though. That was from today.
Not from the show.
So do you think football will never be the same? Because you could already go to Harrah's.
Sure.
And bet
if you
wanted to.
But it'll be right at everybody's fingertips. What I'm interested in is...
Does Harrah's lose money now? Because we're not going to go there
North Carolina? No. I think
Harrah's is fine.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
They're not worried.
They're fine.
They'll be good.
Yeah, they got no problems.
A lot of weekend golf trips going on over there. Yeah, lots of people
sitting there for 12 hours a day. They're okay.
Right. What was I about to say? Oh, it'll be interesting to see if it's like when there are, will I be able to do it at Bank of America Stadium?
While you're sitting in the stadium?
Right, or will there be like little kiosks?
Mm.
Right,
oh,
will I be able
like,
to before I get to my seat? I just go ahead and click this
scan.
Right,
like get your popcorn, your hot dog, and
right.
Make
that's where they'll probably really force it down.
Wow.
Yeah, and I know Time Warner Cable or Spectrum Center. I feel like they've had Bet365 on the court since before this was all legal.
Is that legal?
Obviously. I'd. At the time, it was not.
Sketch.
So, you'll keep seeing it.
Okay, to your point about like Bet365, are we going to see more of these companies coming in to sponsor teams, you think, locally?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I think so. 100%, yeah. They'll be sponsoring at the stadiums for sure, wherever they're playing.
Can you bet on high school sports?
Listen, you always could.
Well, sure.
Right.
I don't know. Sure. I don't think on the platform.
You can meet Jimmy behind the field and bet on anything. That's not the point.
That's it.
But through does DraftKings have like down to local markets?
No.
Like you can input a bet type thing. No.
No.
But it'll do it for college, you think?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You
definitely
can do
college.
It for college.
Oh yeah.
College. Definitely
for college.
So we do the bracket challenge just within our family.
Okay.
We should do one for the station, by the way.
March Madness?
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we do it. And maybe we'll bring the betting in on it this year. Be like, Dad, put in a couple bucks.
Two quarters.
No, I run it. Surprise. And that, not because I love sport.
I was going to say, this is something new.
Because I just like being in charge. Oh. That's why I run it.
Good management.
But I also get to pick the prize for the winner. I call it a major award that's been varied depending on who wins, too.
You're really into this.
Yeah. It's more fun about picking the prize.
So do you guys gather physically together to do this, or no, everybody can be remote?
Yeah, we just do it from
Do you get like on a Zoom and like have that final tournament of winning?
Oh, we should do that.
Just throwing that out there.
We should do that. There is a lot of trash talk, especially from my nephews.
Really?
On the text, on the family group text. Yes.
Oh, one of those.
Throughout the whole tournament, yes.
How many family members are on that group text?
15.
Gosh, the notifications on that?
It's muted.
It must get unruly.
That's where when I have a significant amount of text, it is my family group chat.
Yeah.
That's a 30% of yours? Is that
I would say 30 to 40, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it'll start going to someday, say, and 45, 50 text an hour later.
Do you think North Carolina collegiate sports will be affected at all by the betting? Because, we see the documentaries on Netflix about point shaving, things like that. Any, now you throw NIL into this, right? Like, isn't that they're getting paid?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you would like to say people are just have a high honor code and those in charge won't do anything.
Yeah, but we know that's not true.
If you could, you probably would.
See, I always thought, I'm still confused. Why is it illegal for me to bet that I will win? Shouldn't you be allowed to bet on yourself to win?
It's just a murky area, but I agree with what you're saying. The logic there is fine.
Like, I'm going to try as hard as I can to win, so why not bet?
Like, if I'm going to play in a game, the only bet I can make is that I win.
Right? Yeah.
P. Rose basically blacklisted from baseball because he gambled. But when he gambled, he bet on his team to win.
I guess the concern is that the other team gets involved and they are willing to lose. Is that the risk? Like, if you
split he thinks he's going to win.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win, too.
Yeah. Maybe then he'll give it some.
Right. Yeah.
Jokes on you. I'll just make the bet as well.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. You seem to be feeling it. Yeah, you don't.
Murky waters.
Yeah, you don't want players.
It's easy to cross over into some, weird territory if you do that.
I mean, isn't it all weird? There. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, aren't we already there? Like, what's the... Does it really matter?
As long as you're entertained and you're doing everything responsibly, you're not hurting anybody, by all means, open up a zoo.
With people as the subjects.
Don't invite me, though, please.
Zoo with people as the subjects. That's
no,
the way.
That's your zoo.
No.
As long as you're not hurting people.
Well, it's volunteer.
Okay, voluntary human zoo. All right. I love your hypotheticals, man. Yeah.
How did we get here?
The internet.
Thank you.
Pretty much it can all stem back to 1990 whatever for the internet.
Al Gore invented the internet.
No, he didn't really do it, though. Wasn't it Bill Gates?
I don't know who invented the internet. Science. Science invented it.
Isn't it crazy to think about the internet as like you don't really need like an internet service provider if we really needed it? Like, isn't the internet supposed to be just like open to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to the internet?
There's still a lot of places in America that don't have internet access.
We should give internet to everybody.
We should.
I'm for that.
Pro
high
internet.
Speed.
Yeah. Oh, high speed. There was a big project.
So
they were
Justin
working on
wants 5G towers.
Oh, I want more towers. We need more towers. I need towers. My cell service is absolutely garbage. Sometimes. I know exactly where we can put a new tower. Right in your...
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Almost time for the Home Ad Show. The very first iteration of Home Ad with the new Studio A.
Yeah, I know.
You laid that floor in there.
I did.
You did a great job. Thank you for coming and helping.
You're welcome. Rob's very surprised that I did all the work.
You did a lot of construction work over the weekend.
I've never done any construction work before.
None?
No.
That was your first like deep project of construction?
I mean, you've heard the story about me painting my bedroom. There's still only one wall painted. We painted.
Right. I definitely did more. I was almost hesitant to tell Grace, how much we did because I don't think I've ever done that scale of a...
In that time frame?
Remodel in that time frame, yeah.
It was kind of like probably how Montel feels each week, like military makeover or each month.
Yeah, it definitely felt like an HGTV show, you know. I think we were making that joke, you know.
I think that happened.
We got 36 hours until the Parkers return.
My favorite part, though, every time you guys would do that, it would be longer.
We're extending them out a little bit longer.
Surprise, they're vacation.
Yeah. The gang ran into a hiccup after pizza. People needed a nap. But it was a good time.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, we got through it. Everybody was in good spirits, can-do spirit, can-do attitude.
So to brief the home ad crowd, because there will be a difference. One of the major differences up there now is when the phone rings, you should, at least if not today, within the next couple of days, Joe Berg, producer of home ad, will answer the phone, and he's going to ask you three things. He's going to ask you, do you want to give your name? What's your phone number? And do you have an item to sell or buy, or are you calling to celebrate? So sell, buy, celebrate. Mm-hmm. That was a Ben thing. He made that. Buy, sell, celebrate. Mm-hmm. So name, phone number, buy, sell, celebrate. And then when you hear the beep, that's when you're on air, but you also hear Brian talking about you. That way it kind of makes a little bit of a different flow.
Ideally. Yeah.
That's the scenario there. So there will be a difference for our home ad callers that are used to calling in on that show. There will be a flow difference. Yes, I'm aware it will take you some time to get used to that. Yes, you will have pitchforks and torches for me. That is fine. It is all to create a better experience of a show because we want to get as many people on.
Right.
Here's the thing about those phone lines during home ad. They ring so much. There are several days out of the week that the people who have called don't even get on the air because of the amount of calls. So we're trying to streamline that to get more calls on the air.
Right.
And have a smooth experience with that. So, but a pretty cool setup. Very cool new age.
Yeah, I'm jealous. It's nice.
Yeah, it's super nice in there.
Yeah, he got a bigger cage up there than I have. I'm
not touching this place.
Well, I feel like we could do this before lunch. There's nothing in here.
This is already pretty much, the paint's already done. Everything is pretty much here. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
I just need help pulling that trash can up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. We definitely could. So you're going to want to check out the home ad show. Again, that starts at 9:00. If you got to buy something, sell something, trade something, you know, he's going to have a good time today in there. Representative McNeely. He's got his show today at 11:00, taking care of Iredell. Going to come in like with the monitors, spaceship style, ready to take over and to lead the charge.
Captain McNeely.
It's pretty much what that, like Starship Enterprise.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely what it's going to feel like in there for some. So excited to do that for Studio A and get up there in Statesville and kind of do a little facelift.
Yeah.
Bring it to the next level.
Yeah, so have fun with it today, viewers and callers and Brian and Joe. Have fun with it. Everybody will get it.
Well, and I reminded Joe over the weekend, look, there's going to be things, because some things you can't test until you just go on air.
Right.
Like, you just can't. And so, Bill, do you remember the first week we were on air? Do you remember the first day we were on air here?
I do.
It was July 3rd. Mm-hmm. We were on air first day. It was atrocious. You should go back and listen to that episode.
I was
going to
say, I'm
going to
go back and find that episode.
That was a day.
Made me feel better about myself.
Day two was better than day one. Week two was substantially better than week one. But it's all part of the process. We're not afraid to build in public. It's basically what it is. You'll probably see maybe a couple of like touch-up spots with paint, a couple of carpet squares still a little loose.
Yeah.
But we'll work through
that
as well.
We'll get those tied down.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So enjoy that. If you really want the entertainment, you should watch the video live stream.
Absolutely.
And you can do that on WSIC News. You can do that on all the social platforms. Shout out to the fam there. Could you imagine Brian Summers on some IG Live on
home
ad?
Right. Well, and the other thing about it is in a remodeling, especially that of a studio, is it's one thing to redo the room.
Yeah.
Right. But then, you know, I quickly put myself in the camp of, all right, I'll just do this kind of labor side of it, because those wires and finding and tracking, reconnecting, reconfiguring, labeling, that was a headache.
Yeah.
Just listening to you guys.
That was the work.
Channel 38. I got 38.
I wish I could take any credit for that whatsoever, but it's all Frank Horvath, our engineer.
I mean, you guys did great.
He's got this cool tool.
Like, that's really cool.
He's got a cool tool where you connect it on one end of a coax cable, then you can go to the other end of a coax cable and just like touch it. And if you have like the sound, we kept calling it the gamma. So I'm pretty sure I got gamma radiation over the.
I did hear you yelling gamma.
Yeah. I've got no gamma. No gamma. I don't even know if that was the right term or not, but Frank understood what I meant, which was the whole point. And that's... So really, collectively,
he does speak fluent, Justin.
We throw a gorilla in this. It's teamwork. That's it. Right. We could have had, what was the guy? What was the gorilla's name?
I don't nameless. Think I
it
named
chose
it.
To remain nameless. Yeah.
What was the other one's name that I knew?
Harambe.
Of? Harambe. We should bring Harambe in sometime.
No, thank you.
We cannot do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
He's no longer with us.
Oh, because we
he
did.
He was Cincinnati Zoo. Yeah. He had a child, I think.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. And he had a child underneath his hands, which...
Which we were okay with shooting him.
Yeah, had a baby, and that body language, I think, and this is years ago, and I wasn't really a big Harambe guy, so I don't know why...
Fan or just in general? Or...
No, I love animals. But I guess it was going to flick that baby in the air.
Flick it.
Based on its body language, so it was the only thing to do.
Wow, I genuinely forgot that was the gorilla that we had.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, okay. Yeah, but now so it makes my comment more relevant. They were in panic mode at that zoo. Like,
absolutely.
Oh, we don't need another Harambe on our hands here.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was different with the trainers. At least they
people
at least
that worked
know where the secret
just,
doors.
Yeah. Wasn't just a child
well, thankfully.
In there. Yeah.
Hmm.
Stuff where do to you think go, about today. Where do we go
so
from here?
Studio A is basically.
There will be no gorillas.
It's in memory of Harambe? Is that what we're saying now?
No.
Yeah, no.
There will
be
no
but...
zoo animals in Studio A.
All right.
Unless we can get one of those giraffes from Troutman in there.
We could talk to Scotty.
Yeah. I still think that's fascinating.
That he has giraffes?
I think that there are giraffes in Troutman. Yeah.
We went for the tiger experience one time.
Tigers as well.
Baby. I've held a baby.
Baby tigers.
So call me Tiger King. Mm. You know, I've held a little one in my
Mufasa.
Hand. I can see why there's people out here trying to make money off that.
Right.
And things are cute.
Right.
Knowing, like, just us as humans knowing.
You held a baby tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's pretty cool.
You don't want to?
No.
Because the animals thing or just the tiger thing?
Made her stance
I just
on
don't.
The animals.
No. Why? Why do you want to hold right. a wild
no
animal?
No animals
it's a
whatsoever.
Wild animal.
No wonder why Layla loves Rob so much. Are you
she
kidding
loves
me?
More.
Does she?
Yes.
She believes she should be an outside dog? Like, is that what it is? Is that?
No, Layla gets it. She's like, those are animals. Those
oh, wait.
Yeah, she's a person.
So Layla's the unique. Okay, right. Got it. She's the one that made it through
yeah,
to the other
side. Yeah,
she
made it through to the personhood. And so that's why she's the inside dog.
The only that you'll ever have.
Probably.
Will you guys, not to, you know, fast forward time or anything like
yeah,
this,
no, we'll get another. We're dog will. People, yeah. Yeah, we're dog people.
Another inside dog?
Yes, it'll have to be an inside dog because I don't want to
it's
be
not Shelby?
Shamed. I don't want to be shamed by my neighborhood. It's probably against the rules or something.
Of the HOA?
Yeah, probably.
They probably do set some rules like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't have an outside dog. It's probably part of the HOA.
No dogs outside? Is that... Yeah. You know, government's getting out of control. You know what I mean? Rulemaking's getting out of control.
Yeah.
We're seeing that.
I know. If my dog wants to live outside, it can do that.
Technically, less rules today for sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
Less rules that existed or more? I mean, technically, there's a rule on the books that allows it, but it's
right,
less
now it's,
rules.
Now it's become more rules interpersonally. Now you have to set your
inter
own guidelines.
Inter or intra?
Mm. Set
either
your own
one.
Guidelines, your own limits.
Yep.
Literally, because they'll take your whole wallet if you let the app do that.
Yeah.
It will literally
yeah.
keep taking
do
money.
Do you have a profile? You're setting up a
no,
profile?
No. I mean, I just want to make the one bet on the dollar on the Panthers. That's the only bet
every
I want
year.
To make. One bet every year, $1, Panthers win the Super Bowl, as
that's
early as I can do the bet. I got so close this year. Let me. I'm going to add
a double
second.
Down.
Let's just up it to 20. I mean, really. One, but right. 20
okay.
bucks.
What are we're not even going to make a return when we do win this. Come what on.
If, okay, you do it, but every year you have to increase it by a dollar.
Until they win.
Until oh, they wow. win. How
I do that.
How much would you have?
A dollar, baby, because they're about to win this year. You know what I mean? That's it. This is our team. What you talking about? We're ride or die around here.
Okay.
It's Super Bowl or bust now for the Panthers. That's
yeah.
it. There's no of this going to the playoffs and NFC South. No, we're Super Bowl or nothing. I'm right. not interested in anything less.
And concerts.
And
soccer.
Yeah.
And soccer. And general events that tours for the public.
Yeah.
Also
right.
okay with that. More things to use the stadium for.
Gorillas. Not football.
Gorillas. A zoo. Put a zoo in the middle.
I think that would actually.
Can you make that bet that one day Bank of America Stadium will be a zoo?
Oh, you can make any bet you want.
See, I'm confused on the limitations on what
it's
new
just
bets.
About, it's just about the action. The who wants to, you know, bet with you.
See,
right?
If
where you're going to go one on high side, you know, you got to have some balance. So you got to be catching it from both ways.
Or do other states, like, see, this is sports betting. Do other states have where you can just literally bet on anything and it's legal?
I don't think so. Your interpretation of anything, I right. feel like, is so
it's
vast.
Very broad.
Yeah.
Is this football stadium going to be a zoo one day?
Like, why can't we have a platform?
Because there's no action on that.
Well, I'm trying to make the bet on it, so there is some action.
Where's that payout coming from, though, from yourself?
Somebody else from a bookie. I don't know. Call me in 30 years, and then we'll talk. You know, I'll give him $1 now and collect in 30.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
He might be collecting from you.
But I'm only giving $1.
Right. Well, he got that easy dollar.
What about those bets at the Super Bowl? Like,
hold on. Bill just made it sound like I'm going to lose this bet.
I don't think Bank of America is going to be a zoo in 30 years. I don't think so.
Sorry, man. The
bets that are like around games were like, who's going to sing like the national anthem? Who's going to figure out the words?
That's another great one.
Yeah, those prop bets. I feel like those will be available.
So how far can you go in prop bets?
As far as there's action on there. There has to be a certain level of interest and money coming in.
So Bank of America will have a real Sir Per this season on the field in Bank of America Stadium.
All right, that's a little bit more likely. Now, I don't know if they're going to have that bet on there because I haven't ventured out on the apps.
We'll find out.
Will there be a Panther?
Will there be? That was a hard break. Love you, fam. Good morning. See you tomorrow.
Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.